In today's episode, I'm going to walk you through 5 steps to do now if you feel overstimulated and anxious in motherhood, if you often feel like you're drowning, just trying to keep your head barely above the water, trying to balance all the things. These are 5 practical steps that you can do today to start bringing more peace and less overwhelm to your days. I can't wait. Hi friend, welcome back to the Simple Rhythms for Busy Moms podcast, where you can reset the daily chaos with intentional systems and boundaries, simple living solutions to slow down, and growing your identity in Christ, not your to-do list. Are you tired of feeling like you're simply surviving until bedtime day after day? If you feel constantly overwhelmed and can never get it all done while trying to balance motherhood, homemaking, and business, you're in the right place. I'll provide you with simple systems to embrace your season of motherhood and find freedom reclaiming your time and habits as a busy stay-at-home mom. Even if that means occasionally sneaking off to hide in the bathroom as a full-grown woman just to get a few minutes to breathe. Hi, I'm Cayenne, and as a mom in the trenches of the little years right now, and also a mom who has walked through chronic burnout and overwhelm trying to do it all, it's my mission to equip you to find peace and productivity in your days. If you're here for messy buns all day, continually being refined by motherhood, and learning to simply start right where you are, I'm so glad you're here. Grab your iced coffee, plug in your solo AirPod just in case the baby needs you, and let's find your rhythm, friend. Hi friends, welcome to the very first episode of the Simple Rhythms for Busy Moms podcast. Oh my goodness, I honestly can't even believe that we're here and this is actually happening. I am so excited to finally get this out into the world, and I have truly just been so humbled by the support and love from my community and launching this show and announcing it on social media and sharing different sneak peeks about it. Like, you guys have shown up and just loved me and encouraged me and just like pushed me and motivated me to actually make this happen so much. I have just been so grateful for your feedback, your support, every single thing that you have done. There is so much prayer that has gone on behind the scenes into getting us to this very moment right here. And so I just want to take a second and celebrate that, because I think moments like this need to be celebrated more. This is a big deal. And first of all, before we even jump into anything, I just want to take a second to say thank you. Like, seriously, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time to leave me a review, share an episode with a friend. I am so absolutely honored and thrilled to be doing this with you, and I truly couldn't do it without you. Speaking of this, can you do me a really big favor really quick? I am brand new to podcasting, and this is a whole new ball game for me. And if you are excited about this podcast and the content that I'm sharing and the direction that we're going in, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a quick review today? That is the biggest way to let me know that you're actually loving the podcast, and it practically really helps to boost up my podcast in these first few days of it being live, and after that as well. But it really helps boost it up in the algorithm to help push it out more to get shown to more moms. Like, behind the scenes, that's how it works. The more reviews you get, the more it tells the Apple Podcast app, hey, this is a good show. People are liking this. We need to push this out to more people. And it can practically just help more moms just like you who need this content and who need this podcast and the message behind it. It helps it get in front of them. So I would be so incredibly grateful for your help in spreading the word and getting this message out to as many moms as possible. So thank you so much again. That was my quick moment of just being like, oh my goodness, we're actually here. We did it, guys. And it's happening. I don't know. I just needed a little moment to freak out with you that it's actually happening, because it's been a lot of work behind the scenes. But I'm so excited to get into it with you now today. Okay, friend, if you are a mom in any season of life, whether you have a newborn or an 18-year-old, you probably have felt overstimulated and anxious in motherhood at some point, or possibly at some level every single day of your motherhood. I know that I can relate to that for sure. I know that I was tired of looking around and seeing so many moms that were thriving in their role in motherhood, and I was just wondering if I missed some secret answer that everyone else knew that I did not get the answer to. I dreamed of motherhood for years, and once it was finally here, it just felt like I couldn't seem to get a handle on getting things done while also trying to fill my own cup and be present with my kids to sit down and play with them without worrying about my to-do list, or cuddle up and read books without watching the clock thinking about the next thing that I needed to get done. I didn't know where to start, but I knew that motherhood was a calling that I really, really wanted to steward well, not just feel like I was surviving one day after the other on repeat. I'm going to go through with you today exactly where to start on ditching the constant overstimulation and anxiety in motherhood with 5 steps to start feeling a difference right away. I know you're really going to love this, so be sure that you have a notebook and pen handy or the notes app on your phone so that you can take some notes because this is going to be really in-depth and actionable. I wanted to start the podcast off with this episode very first. I really prayed through exactly how to start this podcast, what the direction of the podcast was going to be in general. Like, I've shared kind of some of the behind the scenes that goes into creating it over on Instagram, but I've been really intentional to make sure that this podcast, that I am not just putting out, you know, the message that I think that people need, but that I'm really actually praying through that and giving that to the Lord and letting Him show me the message that He wants me to speak on. And so this has been very intentional on the specific niche and focus of the podcast, as well as the first 3 episodes, because there is a lot, obviously, to go into. I have so many things planned for you. I literally have like 60 plus episodes already outlined and like ready to go with titles, topics, all the things, and I'm so excited to get into it, all of it. But I wanted to be really intentional about the first 3 episodes to make sure that I was really giving you some encouragement, but also a lot of really tactical steps that can help you right now exactly where you are. I don't want it to just be a fluffy podcast that is fun to listen to, but then you can't really go anywhere from there. That is not what my heart is for this. I really want it to be super, super actionable and get you the results that you want to get in just finding peace and less overwhelm in your day-to-day life and building those routines and rhythms in to help you live out what truly matters most to you. So, with that being said, this first episode is very intentional because I remember exactly how I felt several years ago when I was in the thick of being a new mom to 2 under 2 for the first time, managing a successful business that was growing, but it felt like in order to continue to grow that, I needed to dedicate all of my extra time to it, which honestly just felt impossible while having a newborn and a 16-month-old toddler who definitely would not nap at the same time and trying to keep some semblance of organization and order in our daily life and home at the same time. I don't know, balancing it all is so hard. You know, people talk about work-life balance and we will get into that more, but there is so much that goes into that, and whether you work from home or not, I am sure that you can relate to balancing all the things is a really difficult thing. I don't know if you can relate to my specific story or not, but I want to be transparent with where I was at. Everyone's journeys and stories are going to look a little bit different, and you may take different pieces away from this that apply to your own story. But when I decided to start this podcast, I made a commitment to myself to really just lay it all out there in these episodes, not to sugarcoat things or to explain things from a certain angle to be more relatable or whatever. I've struggled with that some. If I'm being honest, I've struggled with that in creating content because, just to give you a little context, I specifically truly was in survival mode and drowning in motherhood, life, managing all the things. I struggled with postpartum depression after having my second baby, and that obviously had a really huge impact on me in so many areas of my life. And that was the first time in my life, I think, that I couldn't just, I don't know what the right word is, like buck it up and like kind of get through it, you know, just put my big girl pants on and just keep going. I'm the kind of person who typically is like, you know, very independent and I can make it happen no matter what is going on. I'll just work harder. I'll try harder. I'll get less sleep. I'll get up earlier and I'll get it done. And that was the first time in my life, I think, that I couldn't do that. That was not working. It was not working at all. But I don't want to get off on a tangent here, but since I've started to share content in the last year on intentional rhythms, finding your balance in motherhood, productivity as a busy mom, all of the things that I'm going to talk about here on this podcast, it has been really difficult to find that balance of sharing my personal story of what I walked through and also wanting to relate to other moms who need this message and this content and are struggling, but they don't necessarily feel like, you know, you're drowning or you're just completely overwhelmed. Because I really think that everything we talk about here on this podcast can be so encouraging and helpful to both camps of people, whether you are in that survival season currently where you desperately need things to change, or whether you're just finding that you're struggling with balance and you relate with feeling overwhelmed trying to do it all, but you don't feel like you're absolutely at the end of your rope right now. You know you need to make some tweaks in your daily rhythms and routines to make sure you don't get to that point, which, by the way, let me just say that's so wise and definitely the route that I wish I had gone if I could do it all over again. But all of that to say, I created this specific episode because I'll be honest that overstimulation in motherhood is still to this day one of the things I struggle with the most. So This is not something that it's like you figure out the answer and you're never going to struggle with this ever again. If you have babies and toddlers, you know that noise is a very real part of it. Like, overstimulation happens still all the time. But I have grown leaps and bounds from where I was a few years ago. To be fully transparent, because I told you that's what I'm committing to here with this podcast, is to just give you the behind the scenes peek and just really open up in a way that I haven't online before to share some of these things, because I think when other people open that conversation are just willing to be vulnerable and be like, hey, this is where, you know, this is what really happened. This is where I was. This is where I failed. This is where I've struggled. This has been really, really hard for me, and shared what they have learned through it. That can cause so many breakthroughs for other people. I know I've had that when I've listened to other podcasts where they're just super vulnerable and they just share. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I thought I was the only one that struggled with this. So I want to be that space for you to let you know that you are not the only one, and you are not the only one that has struggled. And there is so much hope, and we have so many things that we can do to conquer this, obviously with the Lord at our side, leading us step by step along the way. But back to my story. I'm a talker, as you can see. That's why the podcast is, you know, the perfect platform for that. But when I was at the deepest parts of my postpartum depression, and I just really truly felt like I was drowning, trying to manage everything, I had moments, more than I would like to admit if we're just sharing it all here, where I just fully lost every piece of sanity in my body when the overstimulation was too much. I'm sure you can probably relate to this on some level with mom life, but when the toddler is pulling on you because she's hungry, you know, this is just one instance that I can remember specifically. When the toddler's pulling on you because she's hungry and she needs breakfast, the baby's crying because they also need to be fed, but you only have two hands, so you're trying to feed the baby while you walk into the kitchen to get oatmeal ready for the toddler. You realize that you have no clean dishes, the counter is completely full from last night's dinner that didn't get put away, and then the toddler pulls said leftover bowl on the ground while you're trying to just quickly clean one bowl with the one hand you have available, just get one bowl clean so you can make the oatmeal and get one kid to stop crying. Suddenly, that bowl that they pulled down on the ground, leftover spaghetti flies everywhere, all over the kitchen. And now everyone is screaming and crying at the same time, including you. This is a real life example. That specific day, I woke up already feeling behind on my day, which happened often because I kept hitting snooze over and over. And it just felt like as soon as my feet hit the floor, I was going from one fire to the next constantly. And I had only been out of bed for literally less than 20 minutes at that point, 20 minutes. And it was like, oh my gosh, what is happening? I was just so frustrated and overwhelmed with just trying to manage motherhood, my home, and business on a daily level, but then it would just feel almost debilitating in moments like this where the overstimulation and anxiety just kept building and building to a breaking point, and then I completely lost my cool. And I'm not proud to admit this, but often that was losing my cool on my baby and toddler, who certainly did not do anything to deserve that. And then I was left feeling awful and just honestly disgusted with myself, because I really desired to be the calm, peaceful, intentional mama that enjoyed slow mornings with my kids, having quality time together while, you know, we were reading a devotional, not starting the morning off yelling at my 16-month-old for accidentally knocking the old spaghetti that I left on the table all over the kitchen. And it was really just a cycle. I didn't have the systems and rhythms set out to make managing all the areas of my life simple, or the right tools to help with the constant overstimulation and anxiety on top of that. And so it just felt like I was hitting roadblocks after roadblocks. And when you're already overstimulated, anxious, just overwhelmed in life in general, when you don't have systems set up for your life to flow alongside that, for you to just be able to manage, you know, making meals for your family, getting the laundry done, making sure your house is clean, every single small thing feels like a mountain to conquer. And when you don't have those systems in place, everything is so much harder because you don't have a system around it. And so it's like you're starting from scratch every single day and figuring out how to get it done. And it's so overwhelming. Like, it just adds on top of the overwhelm that you're already feeling, to where you just feel like you're drowning. So for me in my life at the time, it was definitely like the equation over and over again was constant stress plus overwhelm, that just was kind of like a constant like foundation of my days. And then when you would add on an additional life trigger, like the toddler melting down while you're just trying to frantically wash one dish for breakfast, that would equal me hitting my breaking point, not managing the stress well, and then I would feel guilty and feel like a failure for letting myself keep getting back to that place again and again. So that's why I've created these 5 steps to stop that cycle and give yourself that rest and separation you need to bring some peace and calm and even just the ability to think through what needs to be added to your daily life to manage things better and get things done. Because the reality is you can't do everything at once. You can't reset your entire life and every system you need for your entire home all in one day. And when you're in fight or flight mode, or maybe you're not in that place yet, but you can feel that it's ramping up and you feel like you're getting overwhelmed more often and you just feel it kind of like rising in you. And so you know that if you don't change something, that you're going to get to that point that you're in a survival season if things just continue like they have been. But when you're in that position, when you feel like you're in fight or flight mode, you don't have the mental energy to invest in making those changes that you know need to be made because you don't even know where to start and you don't have the mental capacity to make those decisions of like what is actually going to help in this situation. So let's take a step back and let's start with these 5 steps to get you some sanity and mental clarity back on a very basic level first. Okay, the first step in stopping the daily overstimulation and anxiety, the first step that I want you to do is to start creating some boundaries around your phone. So the very first thing that I'm going to encourage you to do is to put your phone in a drawer for an hour at the beginning and the end of the day. We are going to talk a lot more on this podcast about phone boundaries, my journey with my phone and social media, what that has done to my brain as both a mom and a business owner. I am going to dive into all of that and I'm really excited to do that. But specifically, I want to start with this. If you can start putting your phone into a drawer, literally somewhere that you cannot grab it easily, somewhere that you cannot see it so that your eyes are not on it, just put it in a drawer for one specific hour at the beginning and the end of the day. So go ahead and decide what that time is going to be, whether that's going to be right when you wake up, the first hour that you're awake, whether that's going to be, you know, the first hour that you're awake before your kids are up, however you want to do that. But set out the time and know that I'm going to have my phone put away in a drawer at this time in the morning and this time in the evening for 1 hour. When you are not starting the day being bombarded with notifications and social media scrolling, this alone helps free up your mental space and allows you to be more present. I know that my initial reaction when I wake up every morning is to grab my phone and look at my notifications. Literally, before I've even set up in my bed, I flip my eyes open. Flip your eyes open? Is that even a thing? I don't know. I open my eyes and I immediately want to grab my phone, turn off the alarm, and then look through all my notifications. And what that does to your brain is it means you're starting the day just looking at all of the notifications you missed. Often if you do work from home, there will be some sort of work notification that you need to respond to in some way or another. It's checking, you know, different things on Instagram, starting to scroll Instagram. It's just filling your brain with a lot of noise, first of all, at the beginning of the day. And also, it's kind of telling you like how your day is going to go. Like it's like, hey, you got this notification, this notification, this notification. This is how you should feel. This is how you should respond. You have these texts to respond to, these work things to get back to. And it sets your mood with whatever those are. So if they're, you know, fun, exciting texts, great. But if they're things that need more attention or they're stressful or whatever, that you're starting the place from that standpoint. So that is the very first thing that I would say. It just allows you to be more present and to clear up your mind to start off the day. And then once you do start your day and you've done your morning routine, you're ready to fully start the day, then grab your phone and address whatever needs to be addressed at that point. The second thing is to cut out the noise in general. So I use this all the time in my current daily life. When I am feeling overstimulated in general, like my kids are all yelling, even if they're just playing a game and they're, you know, playing together, but they're just being really loud playing that game, and I have music on or a TV show in the background while I do dishes or whatever, my response is so much more stressed out and frantic. Maybe frantic isn't the right word, but just it's not as gracious as it would be if I was just doing the dishes without having anything on. So specifically when I am feeling a lot of stress or I'm feeling overstimulated with the noise, my natural reaction is to just go somewhere else and put on a podcast or TV show in the background. That literally to this day is still my natural reaction because I think when I get stressed and overwhelmed, I want to like numb out in a way and listen to something else and not focus on it and not address it, which obviously is not the healthy response, but that really is my initial response. So in those moments when I notice that I'm starting to feel stressed out, the day isn't going like I want it to go, or, you know, just overstimulated with the amount of activities going on, I consistently tell myself, I force myself to not put anything extra on to add to the overwhelm and the noise levels. And that alone helps so much. My one exception is I will turn worship music on if I'm feeling really stressed out and I just want to worship and, you know, praise the Lord to get my mind on something else. I will do that. But aside from that, I don't just turn on music to numb out, and I don't do the podcast, YouTube shows in the background, all of that. I just avoid it completely because it's only going to add to my stress and overwhelm, and it's not going to help me in any way to respond with peace and, you know, intention like I want to. Okay, the third step is to start your day praying for wisdom to know what is truly top priority for that day, and discernment to set the rest aside. I want you to choose three top items to focus on for the day. So make a little to-do list, write out your three top items that need to get done in the day, whether that's, you know, related to a meal, like you need to set the meat out to thaw first thing, whether that's a home making thing that you need to do, like you need to clean this area, organize this thing, whatever, run this errand, whatever it might be, choose three, only three, and go ahead and make a list and write it out. Making a list that you know that you can complete with those main three items, that gives your brain a dopamine hit, which makes you feel like that success of like, okay, I did it, I crossed something off, and helps you be motivated to keep going. But it also helps so that you don't spend the entire day frantically trying to complete a to-do list that you never would have completed in 3 days, let alone one. I know that is like my toxic trait, is making a to-do list that literally I would not have enough time to complete in 3 full days. But I think somehow today is going to be the day that I'm going to have, you know, 12 extra hours to fully dedicate to get this done. So reining myself in and taking the time to pray for the wisdom to know what really is top priority and what is not top priority for the day, and that can be let go until the next day, that makes a huge difference. The fourth step is making a priority to spend 15 minutes of focused, fully present time with my kids each day. So we go into this in depth in some of like the intentional rhythms that I include to connect with my kids and to just make sure that my priorities are really reflected well in my course, the Simple Rhythms for Busy Moms course, which I'm sure that I will share more about. But if you really are in a place that you need to reset the chaos and you're like, I am just super overwhelmed, I feel like my house is out of control, I can't seem to get done what needs to get done, and I really, really want to be in a place that my habits, I'm actually staying on top of my home, I'm actually feeling like I'm an intentional, peaceful mom in day-to-day life, and that I can just go through life and have a routine, have that consistency where my systems just flow on autopilot, and I'm not stuck in survival mode anymore. If you are in that spot right now, there is a link in the description. You can go check out my course, Simple Rhythms for Busy Moms. But one of my favorite things that I've implemented in the last few years is this 15 minutes with my kids of fully focused, intentional time. And I know that sounds like a small amount. 15 minutes is not very much. But if you look throughout your past few days, I have found that it is very easy to go throughout an entire day and not have spent even 15 minutes just fully focused on my kids, not on my phone doing something like while I'm talking to them, not on my phone, you know, scrolling social media while I'm sitting and like playing with them, but fully just sitting down, looking in their eyes, having an intentional conversation, or cuddled up, reading a book, playing a toy that they enjoy. It really varies how we spend that time each day, but I would say most often we're either reading books, doing an activity that they specifically love and that they're excited about, or we're having morning coffee time together. And I'll share more about that in a future episode as well, because that's one of my favorite like special things to do with my kids. But just setting aside 15 minutes to really do something that they enjoy, to look in their eyes, connect with them, and just have those moments of quality time together is huge for literally both you and your kids. Like, I have found that it fills my cup up just as much as it does theirs. And then the last step that I want to talk about today is waking up at least 15 minutes before your kids. So we're going to do a deep dive into how to actually make this happen, even if you're not like sleeping through the night, because I have been there, and how to actually make that happen in your daily life, why it's so important, all of that. We're going to dive into that into the next episode. So definitely go check that one out, because it will already be released when this one releases. But I have found that waking up with little people tugging at me and everyone needing me at once, that was setting me up for a day of overwhelm and stress. Like, I literally felt behind already when I'm waking up that way. I felt behind before my feet even touched the ground, you know? Like, and that is not a fun way to wake up. So prioritizing at least a little bit of time to wake up on my own and get my heart in the right place before everyone else does, that does so much to set my day up the right way. Make sure that I'm getting in like my quiet time with the Lord and just get my heart in a position to just fully wake up and have a little bit of quiet, have a few minutes. It doesn't have to be 2 hours before your kids wake up. It can literally be 15 minutes. You can start super, super small, and that alone, you'll be amazed at the difference that this makes. I'm not even kidding, because I still have days where I don't wake up before my kids. You know, I stayed up extra late, I slept through my alarm, whatever. Like, it happens. And every single time I'm like, this is why I make this such a priority, because literally halfway through the morning, I'll be like, why do I feel so stressed right now? And I think through it and I'm like, well, it's because I'm trying to, you know, cook for all of us at the same time, make sure that everyone's fed, everyone needs me. I gotta nurse the baby, I gotta make the food, I gotta make my own food. I'm hungry, I'm grumpy, like, and I have all these fires to put out immediately because kids just need a lot of help, at least especially little kids. And my oldest is 4. And so, you know, she can get dressed and stuff on her own, but the rest of them don't. So there's just a lot of hands-on attention that little kids require. So waking up 15 minutes before your kids, get your heart in the right place. That is going to set your day up for so much more peace than you realize. It makes such a difference. These 5 things combined, like, they really do make such a big impact in your day. And I would love to hear if you start applying them, like, how they help you, because they really made a huge impact on my life personally. And I think often we think that we have to have these big monumental changes in order to make like a lifestyle shift or to go, you know, from feeling overwhelmed in our days and chaotic to like peaceful and intentional. But often those big lifestyle changes, they start with one tiny first step, and that just builds upon the other. And we need to stop looking down on these tiny little habits and thinking that they mean nothing. And actually, those tiny little habits, you know, they make up our life. How you spend your days is how you spend your life. And yeah, I just think starting small is nothing to be looked down upon. And I think we need to remember that it adds up to so much more. So I'm going to push you outside of your comfort zone a little bit here. I know that I am personally, I'm 100% the person who binges podcasts, listens to all the advice that literally is so helpful, and then I leave the episode feeling super inspired and motivated, but then I get completely distracted by life that I totally forget to actually apply anything that I just learned. It all goes out the window. So the biggest thing, if you really want to experience true change, and I know that if you are listening to this, you desire having something shift in your life as a mother in managing all the things. You are tired of just feeling overwhelmed and stressed, and you really just want to be a mom that prioritizes the Lord in your daily life, that your priorities are truly reflected in how you spend your days, that you feel like you're being the intentional mom that you want to be. Not a perfect mom, none of us are perfect, but being intentional to really invest in your kids the way you want to invest in them, and also just get done what needs to get done on a practical level. That's why you're listening to it. That's why you're here. So I know that you desire that change. And the biggest thing in applying new habits or making changes is really taking one small step forward, like I just talked about, and then another, and then another. It all builds on top of each other. So if you right now are tired of being in the survival mode season of motherhood, or you see the warning signs that if you continue the way that you are, you're going to land yourself right in that survival spot, I want you to write these steps down that I just talked to. Write those 5 steps down, and I want you to take a picture of step 1, where you put your phone in a drawer for an hour at the beginning and the end of each day. I literally want you to take a picture of whatever it is, the drawer, box, wherever you put your phone. Take a quick picture, and I want you to come post that in my free Facebook group for accountability, in a group of incredible, like-minded women that have the same goals and desires for a more simple, intentional motherhood journey as a mama who desires to raise your kids in a Christ-centered home and lifestyle. Come say hi, make some new friends, and just take 30 seconds to post that picture. It doesn't have to be aesthetic or anything fancy, just the simple action of getting out of your comfort zone and holding yourself to the goal of working through these steps. That helps build the momentum for you to keep working towards creating a home and lifestyle of peace and intention instead of chaos and overwhelm, like I know you truly, truly desire. I'm here with you every step of the way, friend. We are called to so much more in motherhood, and you can do this. Trust me, if I can go from my hot mess express life to where I am now, I promise that you can do the same, and I can't wait to do it with you. So thank you so, so much for listening to this episode, for celebrating with me. If you listened to this podcast and you enjoyed it, I would love for you to take a quick screenshot of this podcast and share it on your stories, share it with your friends. That would really help me out to kind of get the momentum going and get more eyeballs on the podcast so more people can listen to it and enjoy it and hopefully learn a lot from it as well. So I love you all, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Leave Mama Blue. Peaky peas.
Hi friends, I have a really quick favor before you leave today. If this show has encouraged, blessed, or motivated you in some way, the number one way that you can let me know is by leaving a review over on Apple Podcasts. It seriously makes my entire day every time I hear from you and see a review. This is the only way that I actually know if you're liking the show. If you would take 30 seconds to do that for me, I would be so grateful. This helps get the show in front of more people to continue to grow and create more episodes just like this. If you enjoy the systems and rhythms I share here, I know you have friends who could use these systems and rhythms as well. You can also take a screenshot of this episode and tag me at KyenaMatt over on Instagram so I can share your account on my stories as well. The last thing you can do is join our totally free Facebook group to connect with the incredible community of like-minded mamas just like you and get first access to all the super top secret projects we have planned for the year ahead. I'll see you in there. Thanks so much for being here, and I can't wait to see you next week.